You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
And we have a very special guest in the studio still with us today. I'm pretty excited about it.
I feel so special.
I know. Well, and well, I'm just going to jump right in. We have Deaconess Kim Shave in the studio. She is executive director of Humanitree, which is an organization that we love to talk about. So thanks for sticking around, Kim.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Our mission is just so important, and I'm just so excited about it. So any opportunity I have to be able to speak to it, I appreciate it.
You haven't been in your position for very long.
This today actually marks the end of 2 months.
Wow.
So yeah,
congratulations!
Thank you. There's a lot to learn. There still is.
Yeah, learning curve.
Yeah,
those are fun.
Yeah.
This is the first time we've actually talked about Humanitree on the Coffee Hour. So and with you as the new voice. What does Humanitree do for the community here in St. Louis?
Yeah, well, you know, our mission statement starts with being Christ's hands of mercy, and I love that we can keep his name in what we do. We're a ministry, as Fred alluded to, we're a recognized service organization of the LCMS, and we are a very, very old ministry, so to speak, probably over 130 years old. Humanitree was actually formed in 2006 with three different Lutheran ministries that merged, and all three of those I guess you could say organizations, those services were being provided on an ongoing basis. Some of those we're no longer doing. We've found other more fitting homes for the type of work that we're doing. So right now, our main focus is helping families that are facing homelessness. And then we also do jail chaplaincy at the St. Louis County Justice Center. So we're very unique in our mission for the most part in that we serve families. We don't offer short-term housing, that immediate intensive help that individuals are facing when they may be living on the streets and need short-term shelter. We work long-term with our clients, and we offer housing for families. So there's an adult or two adults and then children in the mix. So we understand the focus on the children is so important because of how it can impact them and their long-term growth and skill development if they remain unhoused for very long.
So why is this important to you, Kim Shave, Deaconess Kim Shave? Why is this important to you? Why did you accept the opportunity to take the lead as CEO for this organization? I'll just leave it at that. Knowing so much about you, I know exactly why, but or at least I think I know exactly why this is important to you, but I'll let you answer that.
Yeah. Well, I could go into so many different directions about just my love for children and just in my own family experiences that I have had with, life and death issues with children, and just the importance of seeing children have the right type of opportunity to grow and develop and learn and be educated in a different way. And my background is as an accountant. I spent most of my career when I was working, not staying at home with the kids counting money. So now I find myself in a different position asking for money. But where that comes into play is understanding how limited the resources are for those people that are in poverty. They just have a very different outlook on life, a very different approach to life than your average, what I'm assuming, your average listener to the show right now may have. And when you truly understand poverty, and not everybody really does, it's not always necessarily the guy standing on the street corner with his little sign asking for money. True poverty it's usually ingrained, it's generational, it's a cycle, and it needs to be broken. And the beauty of Humanitree and the work that we do, and we are standing alone, we are going out new frontiers, moving away from government grants. Typically, they were really formational. The work that they did, it was funded by government programs, which is very limited in what you can do from a faith perspective and limited in what you can do for a service perspective. And so as we go in these uncharted territory here, we're going to need to seek additional funding more from the private sector to be able to offer the services that we do. And what we do is walk alongside our clients, the parents, and we do what we can to assist the children as well with more intensive care than what the government can give them. And we look at it holistically, body, soul, spirit. We can do that where the government can't. So what we do is offer housing for families. We have 28 of our own housing units that we own, four of which are undergoing major restoration right now with a partnership of Lutheran Housing Support and PNC Bank and the Federal Home Loan Bank of Pittsburgh. It's a very complicated partnership, but it's very exciting. We're learning as we go. Without Fred, we could not do what we're doing. We focus on serving families and inmates who are in jail. Our expertise is not in construction loans and understanding how the construction process works and being this intermediary between a Federal Home Loan Bank and a regional branch of a major Fortune 500 bank. So we're learning as we go. So with that partnership, we're able to restore homes and make what would have been just a house for a family an actual home, giving them a beautiful, safe, comfortable environment in which to live and grow and stabilize the family in their situation so that they can move on to permanent housing and learn the skills as they go to be able to afford that and save to be able to make that transition.
What do you see as the needs? I mean, let's paint a picture for me and for our listener. What are the needs for the services that Humanitree offers in St. Louis? How great is that need, I guess, is a better way to phrase it.
I think it was in 2017, the statistics we're working off of is the St. Louis Continuum of Care, which is the group that provides referrals for those that need assistance with housing. So in St. Louis alone, we have almost 3,000 homeless individuals, of which 1,000, a third of those are children. And I personally didn't realize the impact on children until I started to study the issue more and learn more about the services that we're providing. In fact, the average age of a homeless individual in the United States is 9.
Wow.
I did not know that statistic. And for someone who really cares about children and the family and trying to help keep families stable and make sure that this cycle of poverty and often cases that we're working with, there's a cycle of violence and we're trying to stop that and show them a different way, re-educate families, the children included, in different ways to interact as a family and with others outside. So it can be quite the prominent problem or phenomenon in many cities, and St. Louis is no different.
Yeah. that statistic is that sticks in your
overwhelming.
Head.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. So this work that you do to stabilize families, it's incredibly important.
It is, but it takes resources to do that. And we have many housing units, but they're in different states of repair. One of them we're so excited about, it's the one that we're working with Fred and the Housing Support Corporation on. We can house large families. We just had a call about a week ago. There was a family with 6 children that needed a place to stay. No other agency in town could help them. We're maxed out with our case management workload right now, so we weren't able to accept them. But when these properties are complete, there'll be 4-bedroom units that we can help transition families, larger families, into, and again, stabilize them to help them better understand what it takes to manage a household and be able to move into long-term housing. And we provide a multitude of services, and we help them with referrals to be able to educate and train and just give them the care and the support that they need to do that. It's very difficult when you're facing circumstances like many of our clients are. I would say about half of them are victims of abuse, and they really don't have a support system, and we try to be that for them, not only in ways where we provide material goods, but we also offer counseling and then spiritual care where needed.
Yeah. Speaking of resources, there's a trivia night coming up.
Yes. Yes. We have a trivia night coming up. And this is our first one. It's being sort of resurrected from many, many years ago. So I'm really excited. I was a little nervous at first that how is this going to come together? But as God always does, He has a plan and it's coming together wonderfully. But we do still have some seats left. If anyone is interested, you can reach out to me through our website at humanitree.org. And we would love to have you there. All the proceeds are going to support our clients and the great work that we're doing, not only with the housing support services that we offer, but also for our chaplain who works in our county jail. So
yeah.
And that's coming up Friday.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
It's not too late.
So you can still do that. Humanitree.org, humanitree.org, Humanitree.
And we'll link
just
to
like
that.
It sounds. Yes, right, we'll link to it so you don't have to try to spell it. Just like it sounds. Humanitree Trivia Night. Check it out. You're going to have fun. And they can meet you there too, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, if that's a draw, sure. If we had some celebrity radio hosts there emceeing, that would be a bigger draw.
Celebrities.
Can I count on you too?
Lutheran famous, hashtag.
Humanitree.org. Find out more about the trivia night that's coming up this week and help support families right here in St. Louis through Humanitree and doing those works of mercy, being those hands of mercy, helping those families. families not only just get in a home, but as Kim pointed out, also the breaking that cycle mm-hmm. as well through education and being that network of support for them as well. Deaconess Kim Shave, Executive Director of Humanitree, thanks so much for being our guest today here on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.